C-8. Myers Residence, Lipton, Colorado. 1 second, Trey Myers called, hurrying to reach the back door of his house where, for one reason or another, someone had just banged several times on the glass. Had it been dark or had his wife and young son been around, Trey would have been more concerned than he was over the question of who was there. As it went, he was primarily confused. The answer, more mundane than he expected, came when Trey opened the door to find a young courier grasping a shoebox-sized package. "Delivery," the courier said, handing over the box. Trey took it. "Why didn't you go to the front?" The young man pointed around the side of the house. "I did. You mustn't have heard. I was gonna leave this out here, somewhere safe, but I thought I should try the back door, you know, since there's a car in the driveway. And hey, listen, I know this is weird, but could I maybe use your bathroom real quick? Number 1. Left at the top of the stairs?" Trey said as he scanned for a brand name on the box or label in an effort to remember what he'd ordered. The courier politely took off his shoes and hurried upstairs. "Wait a second," Trey called. "This is for a T. Miles at 1142. I'm Trey Myers, and this is 1242. Wrong house, dude." The courier stopped near the top of the stairs. "Seriously? God damn it, the assholes at the sorting office are making more of these mistakes every single day." Trey placed the box on the doorstep and waited at the bottom of the stairs until the courier returned a minute later. "Sorry about this bullshit," the young man said. "And thanks for the hospitality." "We have different ideas of the word hospitality," Trey laughed. He saw the courier out and closed the door. Outside, the courier returned to his rental van and placed the box on the seat next to him. He drove away quickly, approaching the address written on the box, but then continuing straight past it without slowing down. When he was safely clear of the surrounding neighborhood, he pulled over and lifted a very basic cell phone from the van's glove compartment. He sent a short and simple text message, "Done," to a number he knew by heart. After checking that no one was looking, he then threw the phone out of his window and drove over it. He reversed for good measure before driving over the phone one last time as he sped out of town. "Easy as that," he thought to himself. "Easy as that."